This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all the good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we got lots to talk about. By the way, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty radio, do keep in mind this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So aside of that, friends, I also want to let you know, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we've been talking about the New World Order over the last couple days. And as a matter of fact, we talked about it last week, and then we jumped over onto the same topic again this week. And it's actually transpiring. It's rolling out little by little by little by little, more and more. And I know that when this happens, the Lord's got me going on something, and we're coming up to something here. And sure enough, we were right in following the lead here once again. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, we are the sons of God and daughters of God. Amen. In saying that, we also have been talking about who's creating terror to bring in a new world order. And we also understand that George Bush said out of his own mouth, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? And just for all you theorists out there, it doesn't apply here, okay? Your theory of it being a theory isn't flying anymore. You're the ones looking like absolute fools, for you are blind to see that which is in front of your face. And yes, we understand you're also the type that could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. It doesn't matter if you want to see it. It doesn't matter if you believe. We're in troubled times now because of your theories that you've continuously thrown on the people that have been exposing conspiracy within. Because what we're finding day by day, friends, what we heard, well, I'm sorry, I wasn't here yet, but what we heard 50 years ago, friends, now it's the reality of what they were warning us of. And it's interesting how the state-controlled useful idiots were there to call them theorists every step of the way. Well, history is now beginning to unveil itself and show us that they were not theorists whatsoever. When they were talking about conspiracy, they knew exactly what they were talking about because there is a conspiracy within, no question about it. Treason, friends. I just got this as a response this morning, and I want to read it to you really quick because it really is applicable, especially to what we're talking about today. But when you look at treason, listen carefully to what Roman statesman, philosopher, and orator said, Marcus Tullius Cicero. He said, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambition, but it cannot survive treason within." Okay? "An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, but the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. He slides, whispers, rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself, for the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in a sense familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. We exposed that through John F. Kennedy yesterday, through a tape that was given out shortly before he was assassinated. And he goes on here, Mr. Cicero did. He said he infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Now, it's interesting that he would say, Mr. Cicero did, the Roman statesman and philosopher and orator, it's interesting that he would say that he undermines the pillars of society. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. I want you to listen to what Adolf Hitler, okay, who tried to establish the Third Reich, I want you to listen carefully to what he said in Mein Kampf. The best way to take control over a people and control them utterly is to take a little of their freedom at a time, incrementally, friends. To erode rights that God has given you, America, by 1,000 tiny and almost imperceptible reductions, in this way, the people will not see those rights and freedoms being removed until past the point at which these changes cannot be reversed. Did you hear that? He said to get them to the point at which these changes that they have pushed for cannot be reversed. That's what Adolf Hitler said. And folks, it's exactly what we're seeing today. I also want people to understand, of course, I'm going to go back and bring forth the supposition that God is, and we're going to bring forth his word because we can see prophetically we're right on the timeline right now. America, we're in trouble because Americans have wickedly departed from their God. But interestingly enough, how do they act and how do they destroy? You have to ask yourself, how do tyrants act? Well, when we look in Scripture, we can see that when one begins to usurp his authority, as it tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 14, but I'm over in Daniel 8 right now, and I'm talking about the characteristics of what they do and how they do it. This is what it tells us in Daniel chapter 8, verse 24. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. This is why Christians today are the object of the enemy's scorn and vilification, might I add. I go on, verse 25, Daniel 8, and through his policy. Folks, how many times have I preached from this housetop here that policy follows law? Law does not follow policy. Let me bring it in another way. How many times have I told you that if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10 commandments? Because when we're talking about what we're seeing in government today, John Glenn, Senator John Glenn said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. In other words, he's saying that we are usurping law and we're establishing policy. See, if the American people knew the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within, you would understand that in many cases, these policies are null and void. They are unconstitutional. They are not applicable to we the people. Yet they throw thousands and thousands upon them on a daily basis on the backs of the American people. And why is that? Well, let me just go to this. Let me go back over to Tacitus when he said, the more corrupt the state, he said, the more it legislates. Tacitus said that. He said the more that the state legislates, it means that they are corrupt. And folks, what we're talking about today is we're going to go back on this line, on this topic, and I'm going to expose some more for you. I'm going to bring back George Bush talking about the New World Order so you can hear for yourself. And then I'm going to bring his little minion named Barack Hussein Obama as he was over in Europe calling for, guess what, America? I'll share it with you on the other side of the break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the global war on terror, going back to none other than George Bush himself. Well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and play that really short piece so we can just set the premise here that George said this over 202 times back in the 90s to the American people. Actually, the 80s and the 90s to the American people. But they just blew it off as a theory.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
The UN's founders. Is that not interesting? Now, folks, I want you to understand that I'm not a doom and gloomer. I just want you to understand that, listen, I'm not one of those that preaches doom and gloom, okay? A lot of these doom and gloomers, they're a bunch of hippies, literally, that couldn't be the professors that are still high on PCP, so they decided to pick up the Bible and then just preach doom and gloom to the people. In other words, there is no hope. There's no sense in doing anything. God's going to rapture us out of responsibility. Untrue and unscriptural, just saying. I also want to let you know, friends, that when it comes time to where we're at in this country, I want you to understand that I have every hope in the world that we're going to get to the other side of this. I have every hope in the world knowing that the government is upon the shoulders of my father's son, my big brother, the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. So I'm not going to sit here and try to gut you of the hope that you might have, but I want you to understand that your hope needs to be in Christ. Now, for those that are Christians, before I get rolling here, remember it was Jesus that said, he who looks behind, as he puts his hand to the plow and looks back, he said he's not fit for the kingdom of God. When you go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10, it says that we are to plow in hope. But here's my point. We're to plow in hope, okay? Hope is found in the truth given, and how you respond to the truth in Christ is where your hope is found. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. So the hope is given to those that respond to the truth. And the truth is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We follow in the footsteps of the Christ. We emulate Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, in his risen state. Capiche? Follow, savvy, get it, dig? Cool. So in saying that, friends, I want to go ahead. We just heard George Bush really quick. And do understand that what we're talking about, again, is how out of chaos can we create a new world order. That's what George Bush just said. Okay? I just talked this morning with a former FBI agent. And what he's doing is exposing the jihad threat to America. And he told me that George Soros... Now, friends of the Bushes, friends of the Clintons, friends of all of the elitists, the enlightened ones, as they call themselves, those that have made a pact with the devil, George Soros, the international criminal himself, is behind none other than Black Lives Matter. Now, it's interesting because I told you just last year when I was out at the state fair in the state of Minnesota here, we have a booth out there every year where we reach tens and hundreds of thousands of people in a 12-day span every single year with the gospel of Jesus Christ. In saying that, last year, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune actually put on the front page of their paper that there was protest by Black Lives Matter. Well, what they didn't realize is I have a national voice, number one, and number two, I was there. There was no protest. Furthermore, when we were inside of the Minnesota State Fair, Black Lives Matter for the first year ever. Oh, keep in mind, there is no atheist booth there, right? There is no pro-abortion booth there, right? Pro-murder booth, no. And there's no pro-homosexual booth there, neither, friends. I just wanted to let you know that's what you're running from. The wicked flee when none pursueth, okay? But going back to Black Lives Matter, we walked by that booth three different times. Three different times me and my son did. There was absolutely nobody there the first time. I believe the second time there was one person there talking with somebody at the booth. Also, so you can see what I seen, there was literally tens and hundreds of thousands of people walking down the street going past Black Lives Matter. There was huge protesting, according to the paper. You know, as it's been said before, someone takes the picture and then they create the war. That's exactly how they win every time. Everything's premised on a lie. It's all premised on a lie. They don't have the support, America. They don't have the support. But what's interesting is the FBI agent told me this morning that Black Lives Matter is correlating with the Muslim Brotherhood in America. The Muslims are claiming the blacks are them. That's interesting, too, because when you look at that, I don't believe that there's that many foolish black individuals in America, at least not the ones that I know or my friends that are black, that would be a part of any group that would attempt to be used as a bunch of useful idiots in the hands of communists to attempt to stir up domestic insurrection. By the way, that's what they are doing. And the communists are behind them. And keep in mind, it's not just Black Lives Matter. It's all the other groups that I continuously highlight. And expose, friends, from the atheist to the homosexual. Anybody that is anti-God, they're being used in the hands of the communists in an attempt to upend your sovereignty, in an attempt to what? Stir up domestic insurrection. Now, you also need to understand that when you look at Black Lives Matter, isn't it interesting that you're seeing all of these illegals that are coming into America, and they just happen to be black? And we know that many of them are coming from the Middle East who are here to plunder America as well. But now what they're doing is they're assimilating, friends. They're coming together with Black Lives Matter, so you don't know the difference. So when they do stir up domestic insurrection, because that's their end aim, their end goal here, friends, then they can just blame it on the black people. And see, at length, what they're trying to do is they're trying to divide and conquer. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. And before I get rocking on this next piece, I also want you to understand what James Madison said, the father of our Constitution. He said, no nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. Well, America, let me ask you something. Who's creating all that warfare? Let's go back to Barack Hussein Obama for a moment, shall we? I mean, we just seen from a senator, it just happens to be a black lady. She said, you know, the beheadings that ISIS commit isn't a reason for us to attack them. We had another one down south. He just happened to be a black senator, too. He was talking about how it's okay for college students to go ahead and fight with ISIS and then come back home. That's okay that they recruit in the colleges, he said. Well, what's going on here? Who's creating this continual warfare to destroy America? We know it's not the patriots. We know it's not the real Christians. We know it's not the real conservatives. It's the enemies of America that are being used. See, but what the FBI agent told me this morning, friends, is he said the American people think that this is just going to go away too. And he said the only thing going away right now is their freedoms. And folks, it's not just your freedoms that we're talking about. We're talking about your lives at the end of the day. But again, James Madison said, no nation can preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. When you go back to Barack Hussein Obama, who's been appointing Muslim Brotherhood with terrorist ties to the DHS, who's been whitewashing the records of the Muslims in America, who released 57,000 illegal felons from American prisons onto the streets? Folks, I can go. You get the point. I can go on with this list. Who is creating the chaos, folks? Who is creating the chaos? You cannot blame anybody, America. The way the Lord has you set up geographically, you cannot be destroyed from without. I just want you to know that. America will never be destroyed from the outside, said Abraham Lincoln. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves or we allowed someone to destroy our country from within. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. Sad to say. Now, what I want to do is I want to bring a correlation about, because on sonsoflibertymedia.com today, Islamic militias armed by Pentagon are now fighting those armed by the CIA. Who's creating the chaos, friends? Let me say that again, Sons of Liberty Media. Islamic militias armed by the Pentagon, which is being infiltrated by foreigners as well, friends, are now fighting those armed by the CIA. And one more point before we get over to topic. Isn't it interesting that there was an ICE investigation done in the Pentagon? This was probably about 7 or 8 years ago by Brian Bender from the Boston Globe. He found out that 5,000 members of those that worked in the Pentagon were busted downloading child pornography. Criminal Attorney General Eric Holder said he did not have the resources to investigate. Friends, how many times have I told you on the heels of that which is abominable in the sight of God, namely the homosexual agenda, friends, how many times did I tell you that the Muslims are always right on their heel? Why are the Muslims infiltrating, folks, the higher-ups in the military? We're going to get right back to it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call a place for mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, folks. The New World Order and the Order Out of Chaos. Theory no more. You are living in the tangibility of the theorists that the state-controlled narrative threw on you. They wanted you to believe it was all a bunch of garbage. Garbage, friends. Just nothing but garbage. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected the promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government, the supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite. Yeah, and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. David Rockefeller in an address to Trilateral Commission meeting June 1991. Oh, yeah, that's just a theory. Yeah, how's that working out for you, huh? I'm about ready to push you over the top of this building, but Bradley, it's not, you know, that gravity's not going to take its course, and you're surely not going to splat all over the bottom on the concrete there, are you? No! That's not really going to happen. Why, it's just a theory, man! It's just a theory! Wow! Wow, wow, wow. We got to get to this point, because... You know what? Let's play Brother Barack. You know, because he, folks, before he came back from his 57 state tour, before he became the president of the United States of America, I know people laughed it off to their own demise. 57 states, or how many states there are in the Muslim nation. Most people didn't know that. They thought it was funny. But it's interesting to note, before he became the president of the United States of America, did you know, I bet you didn't, that he was over in Europe calling for, guess what, just like his predecessors. Is that not crazy? Here, go ahead, listen to this, friends.
This is Sky News with Paula Middlehurst.
Well, there have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. Well, Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way, the one way, to protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
He's such a good guy. You know, what's interesting about that guy, I have to add this just to show you how tolerant he is. You know, he's been so tolerant with the innocent in the womb. Did you know that all 144 days of his incumbency serving as the senator of Chicago, mysteriously he became the president. But did you know that during those 144 days, he voted over 242 times to make sure blacks and Hispanics were killed in the womb? And as a matter of fact, he even took it a step further and wanted to make sure this tolerant one did, that there was a second doctor in the clinic to make sure that if the baby came out alive, it would have no opportunity or chance to make it out of life because that second doctor would snuff it out. And yes, I said snuff it out. But folks, you also understand that evil preaches tolerance until it's dominant, and then it tries to silence good. This is the totalitarian method. This is nothing new under the sun, right? Interestingly enough, we can see an apple that didn't fall too far from the tree. If you all know this whack job, literally, Maxine Waters, she said that if you reject the Muslims in America, you're a bigot. This is all coming out at the same time, and they just happen to be black representatives, and I don't know why they're doing that. I have no idea why they would be doing that. I mean, no matter what color we are, we're all in this together, right? Because we know that God created us all one blood. All nations are one blood. So there is no division. And if you're that simple to start dividing one another against each other because of the color of their skin, well, then you have what you have coming. That's stupidity. It's complete stupidity, folks. But again, keep in mind, evil preaches tolerance until it's dominant. Then it tries to silence what? The good. Yep. Now, I just brought up right before the break, Islamic militias armed by Pentagons are now fighting those armed by the CIA. You have to understand that the bankers and the New World Order's monkeys are creating this chaos on a global scale. And it's interesting that Barack, before he became the president of the United States, he was over in Europe talking about how we have to come together with the Europeans. How's it working out there in Europe? How's it working out for them, friends? And guess who's Germany's taking orders from and France is taking orders from, friends? None other than Barack Hussein Obama. None other than the devil himself. I already identified the devil. Folks, you ever wonder why they call him the Great Deluder? Because there's no truth in him. Everything he says, there's no lines. It's just lawlessness. It's dark. It's black. And how could there be any truth in him? He's a murderer from the very beginning. Hello. Again, talking about the deluder, Satan himself, we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning these New World Order monkeys neither, right? So, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Islamic militias armed by Pentagon are now fighting those that are armed by the CIA. And just for the record, I told you this 9 months ago. And keep in mind, the CIA stooge is none other than John Brenner, who is a Muslim. He's been converted to Islam. Okay? Outside of the other treasonous acts by this administration, But I want to bring the correlation about concerning the New World Order. Now, over the last, 9 months to a year, there was a show called A True Story of the Lone Survivor, where four Americans, the finest Navy SEALs of Operation Red Wings, were sent to do some reconnaissance concerning terrorists in Afghanistan. I want to show you how you're being played. Right from the start, it seemed very clear that the special ops concerning the four Navy SEALs in Operation Red Wing, the special ops was cursed. All the way from the herdsmen's coming directly into their particular position where they were discovered, they could not terminate the compromise because they have one arm tied behind their back. It's called rules of engagement, friends. See, our military, our boys can go over there and deal with an enemy, but they can't deal with the enemy. How much sense does that make? But they could not terminate the compromise of those herdsmen that came directly into their position because of the rules of engagement. To being surrounded by 200 Taliban while they were waiting and expecting to be extracted, these four Navy SEALs, but they couldn't because their radio signal was too weak to reach headquarters. Then there was the downing of the Chinook helicopters. Two Apache helicopters would have given them cover, but for some reason or another, they were all grounded. It's the same thing we're seeing in foreign wars right now, friends, which we have no business in. All circumstances around the operation, Operation Red Wings, was the operation seemed very strange, both from within and without. And tragically, three of the four SEALs were killed. Now, what began to catch my attention was when Marcus Luttrell said about the enemy, he was the lone survivor, the one that lived. He said of the enemy, they knew exactly where we were. Really? How did they know that? And taking it a step further, I began to listen to Marcus Luttrell's CD version of the book, Lone Survivor. And some of the things that were said seemed to pop out at me. Marcus said, it seemed like we were oftentimes chasing shadows. Of course you were. They have to legitimize your purpose concerning all the bureaucracies that have been created, friends. He said, it oftentimes seemed like we were chasing shadows. He would explain how the terrorists would diminish and would come all back, all loaded up once again. Really? How did the enemy know where the Americans were? Huh? Anybody heard of Extortion 17? Anybody heard of Benghazi? Is this not a little bizarre, friends? Now, from an outsider looking in, this is what I want to get to. It seems that the soldiers on both sides of the battlefield, the Americans and the jihadists, were being played on a chessboard. Well, you are. And what you have to ask yourself is who's creating the wars our boys are dying in? In America, why are you allowing Congress to send them? And the question I want to lay to your candor right now is, who does it work for? I'm going to keep coming back to this. Who does it work for? Who does it work for, America? Who does it work for? Now, I can hear some state-run, media-minded individuals saying, are you kidding me? Didn't you watch the losers last night, but the news last night? Yeah, there are still people out there, folks, that don't know the difference between the left hand and the right hand. And I know that there's still 21% of the population that believe in what the state-run media promulgates through their lies. But let me set the record straight, using words right out of the mouths of those that I mean to expose. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected the promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intelligent elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries. I'm going to pull up Brett out of California right on the other side of this break. Folks, if you'd like to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got Brett calling from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, sir?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. If you can indict and convict Barack Obama, free of charge, I'll hang him from a rope or whatever the most humane method. If you can get the people to stop saying, take me out to the ball game and worshiping Moloch and Baal and all that. If they can indict him and prosecute him and 90% of the government. I mean, they're revenue collection agents. They're not about our freedom. They run on UCC code and, you know, and we're out of the little Talmud. It says that we're all the cattle, the goyim and whatnot. And it makes me so angry, Brad, because, you know, it says my people perish for lack of knowledge. We supposedly, we're so prideful and we blow our ego. Oh, look at us. We're America. Look at, we're so good. Oh, America. America is, oh, we can do whatever we want. We're America. We're the cream of the crop. We're the best country in the world. That's such a big ego. We don't realize how naked we are and how we're stupid. We're dumber than a brick.
Right.
We don't want to admit it. You know what?
It's interesting that you'd say that, Brett. It's interesting that you would say that, because when I was talking to this agent this morning, that's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said. The American people think that this is just going to go away, and he said it's not going to just go away. They are at work trying to create as much domestic insurrection as they possibly can, and America needs to wake up to this. Now, it's interesting, because if you want your freedom to go away, just sit back and do nothing. And you don't even have to tell the American people to do that, because they're busy doing a whole lot of nothing. And so therein lies the problem to America right there.
You know, it makes me really angry, Bradley. I mean, how dare we go and try to, you know, tell other people in the world we want to give you democracy. We're not even a democracy ourselves.
That's right.
Oh, we're going to save you from communism and fascism, but we kill 4,000 of our babies a day. Oh, but, it, you know, yes, the feminazis. So it's not a baby. It's my body. It's a blob of tissue, you know. It makes me so mad because simple stuff that used to be a felony, we allow it. And you know what? And the victimizers, they say, oh, I'm the victim. Like, for example, my friend last night, he's homeless and he was sleeping in the park. And at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, a bunch of black guys robbed him at knife point and stuff. If he was to stab him or punch him or whatever, they'd scream, "Black Lives Matter! You're a racist! Black Lives Matter!" Probably. They can do whatever they want, but then you can't, you know, you're a bad guy if you call it like it is. Oh, you're a terrible guy, but, oh, it's okay for communists to do that. But, you know, forget common law, because, oh, I don't believe in God, so I don't believe that, you know, I say it doesn't exist, so the common law in the Bible, that doesn't matter, you know, because, oh, I just say that it doesn't exist. I can worship Buddha if I want. You know, and it makes me so angry, Bradley. It makes me furious because it's evil. And,
well, Brett, for the sake of time, I appreciate your phone call. I want to add one thing to that, and I got to finish this segment up while I can. Keep in mind, friends, again, going back to the communists, you need to keep in mind that Trotsky is the one that came up with the term racist. And racist was set forth in motion to browbeat dissenters. And the only one setting forth or attempting to set forth this narrative through their propaganda is the state-controlled narrative as to what Brett had just got done saying. In America, you need to quit playing it safe. You need, and again, let me go back to this. The wicked flee when none pursueth. The wicked flee when none pursueth. Folks, I'm not saying you're not in trouble. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying, folks, the writing is on the wall and it doesn't get any clearer. And it hasn't for years. And why I'm on this thing right now more than anything, it scares me a little bit because, Lord, we're on to something here. We're coming up to something here, Lord. Yep, and I can feel it and I can hear it and I can see it coming. And usually when I'm on something, Lord, I'm the guy, when the Lord gives something to me, friends, I'm usually the guy that will say what others don't want to say. We're on to something, America. We're coming up to something, America. We're in trouble, America, because America, you've let it go this far. Here, let me give it to you from Scripture. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of destruction. Hello, who opposeth himself and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Keep in mind, friends, this is the same administration time and time again. When reading the Declaration of Independence, omits the word God. And Scripture tells us in 2 Thessalonians, friends, 2:4, who opposeth and exalteth himself above that is all called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is above the rest of mankind. That is the definition of narcissism right there. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now you know that withholdeth that he might be revealed in his times. For the mystery of lawlessness does already work. How does this administration operate, friends? Through lawlessness. Only he who now, I'm speaking to you, letteth will let. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume like he has every other dictator in the history of mankind. The Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish. Them that perish allow this kind of administration to go on because you receive not the love of the truth that you might be saved. Therefore, verse 11, 2 Thessalonians, it tells us, and with all deceivable of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause shall God send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who love not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And that's exactly where we're at in America. had pleasure in unrighteousness, didn't want the truth, rather be deceived, don't want to face facts, want to let a couple little communists have their way through the state-controlled narrative to put fear in other people of something that doesn't exist. And it's interesting how when I bring about the Word of God, namely, when I'm talking about what's the problem, like, for example, going over to Leviticus 26, and, but if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, folks, do you imagine if you kept the commandments of the Lord? We wouldn't be talking about this in the first place. In other words, Numbers 32:23 comes to my aid where it tells me, and I want to tell you, your sin is finding you out. How much more specific can the Lord be when he says, if you will not listen to my commandments, I'm going to do all these things unto you. If you shall despise my statutes, or if you soul should abhor my judgment so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, that I'm going to do this to you. And then he says, I will point over you terror. Oh, that's not the God of the Bible. That's not what my pastor's been telling me. That's not what the priest has been talking about. No, this is what the Word of God tells you. And the first thing he says, I will appoint over you terror, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And the humor of all this is your enemies actually think they're winning the day. And they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. And if you will not yet for all this listen carefully unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. America, America, seven times is coming. Because, as I've said for years, the Lord is going to get your attention one way or another. One way or another. And I know that you're told by Barack Hussein Obama and his administration and the state-controlled media that everything is under control. Everything is just A-OK. Boy, that's just crazy how that works. A-OK for who? Nobody. And they think they're in charge. They're not in charge. They're being used in the hand of God, friends, to bring forth public judgments. America, seven times more is coming. Seven times. Mark it down. Write it down. Put the date down. And when it starts to roll out like a rug in time because it's coming, just don't sit back and tell me, or on judgment day, stand there before God and say, you never told me. Oh, no, you were told every step of the way. Every step of the way. We know China's calling for a new world order. We know Russia's calling for a new world order. We know the Pope is calling for a new world order. We know that George Bush and his little minions and useful idiots are calling for a new world order. And it can all be stopped if you would simply turn back to the Lord. We know that Henry Kissinger, the pedophile war criminal himself, said May 31st, 2007, those that oppose the new world order are the terrorists. Who are the terrorists? Just ask the DHS. They've already defined you, America, as the terrorists. But we don't want to come to that. We don't want to listen to our forefathers who threw a tyrant off when they said, if tyranny and oppression come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. No, we don't want to listen to that. We surely don't want to listen to intel when foreign intelligence officers tell us the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligence officer knows this, said Robin Cook. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, or only in order to drive TV watchers to a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the U.S.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.